is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now it's time for Stupid News.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Where we ask the important questions.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Why are people so stupid?
Are you effing stupid?
Here's Rumble.
Yeah, Stupid News time here at FM 99, WNOR, Stupid News. Proudly brought to you by the Funny Bone Comedy Club and Restaurant. Presenting Tony Roberts. Tony Roberts, Thursday through Sunday. Funny Bone in Virginia Beach's Town Center. Log on to funnybone.com for more info. Item number one.
Strangers in the night.
I love this story so much.
Glances, wandering in the night.
There's a rapper in Harlem, New York, 22 years old. He just goes by the name Spencer.
Okay.
Spencer likes to play the game Words with Friends on his phone.
Nice.
He randomly takes on whoever, right? It's not, for him, it's not Words with Friends, it's Words with anybody.
All right.
Well, he kept ending up in a game with a woman in West Palm Beach named Roz.
Okay.
Who they became friends.
Nice.
They've played over 300 games of this.
Oh, cool.
And recently, Spencer flew to West Palm to meet Roz in person.
It's fantastic.
Roz is 81. She is the quintessential little old Florida lady.
Oh, wow.
And there they are, walking the boardwalk, out on the beach. This is the most awesome. I'm holding up a picture here. It's fantastic.
Spencer, you should come for a visit.
You should come down, Spencer.
I've got a guest room.
I'm from New York.
That's right.
Roz. Remember Roz from Monsters Incorporated?
Yes.
She was the...
Oh, yeah.
Roz. Spencer said he and Roz were randomly paired by the game, and they went on to play more than 300 games together. Posted photos of the meeting. We can't get enough of this. It's amazing. Thank you for sharing your story with us, said the makers of the game.
That's awesome.
Who love it. Love
it's a
it.
Great story. If only all the news was like that.
No kidding.
That was freaking fantastic.
That is awesome.
It is.
An unlikely pairing you'll not soon see. A more unlikely pairing, right?
Yeah. Well,
but it was
so
like
much.
That lady.
I'm from Bedford Stuy.
Hello.
He's familiar.
But when I was a child, it was still nice. You know, one of those things, right?
It's funny how when old people leave their neighborhood, it's no longer a nice neighborhood.
Well,
anymore,
no, that's
no matter
why
what.
What drove them out.
Yes.
What? What's cool, there was another story like this not too long ago, too. Oh, it was the, remember the lady that was trying to text her grandchild to come to Thanksgiving and instead got some strange kid?
Yep.
And the kid went?
Yeah.
And they had a great time?
And then he went again this year.
She invited him back again this year, Yeah, totally cool.
Man, she makes good pie.
I'll bet she makes some. I bet she makes some mighty good
you
pie,
know I'm coming
friend.
Back there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, friend. All right, let's see here. Item number two. Let me see. I'm sorry. I have to look for a music store. And, all right, there's that one. Mm-hmm. Oh, here we go. I'll take this one. Let me use this.
Ear to ear in here.
I know, this makes me crazy. I'm going to have to cut this part off. Yeah. The great Color Me Bad with 2 D's.
Funny, the only guy in the band I can picture is the guy that was the poor man's George Michael.
The lead guy?
Yeah.
In the eight ball leather jacket?
Yeah. Looked like George Michael, but not really.
Yeah. A woman in England recently saw a homeless couple. Homeless couple set up camp in her driveway for the night. At first she thought about calling the cops, but then she thought, you know what? I'm going to be a human being. She offered them a cup of tea.
This is stupid good news today so far. This is crazy.
Then she let them sleep there and figured they'd be gone the next day. Wrong.
No, because once you feed the stray cat,
Yeah, that's spot on, yep. Brother. Yeah. However, she regretted her decision, even when it was just time to leave for work, which was the only thing only one of three of us is going to today.
And now you got to leave them, and your house is right there.
They were still there, surrounded by empty beer cans and making sweet, sweet love right in the driveway.
Drinks in a show.
Yeah. That is nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sweet, sweet love. At that point, she then did call the cops. Cops came by and made them leave. She says she has a lot of sympathy for people who are down on their luck, but she doesn't want her driveway to become the hangout.
Don't blame her. Oh, yeah, but you got to get your car in and out of the driveway.
Yeah, that's why I got the video doorbell. Set up camp in the front yard, and I can just look through my peeper and see him making sweet, sweet love. All night. Yeah, girl. You brought this on yourself, bag lady. Bring it. You guys don't mind picking up the beer cans. You know, you can turn those in for money. On this driveway, baby. Yeah. Finally this. I got to get a new song for fires.
There's tons of fire songs.
I don't know. I'm lazy. I apologize.
Yeah, right.
I'm putting it off till after the holidays.
Good idea.
After the holidays. This is an excuse to just do nothing for a month. Let's do that after the holidays.
Okay. It'll take us 20 minutes to put four songs
in. I know, but let's do that after the...
All right.
Just using my flimsy excuse to do nothing. Yeah. You ever seen a show called Forged in Fire? Adam, you'd be into this.
Yeah.
They make knives and swords and stuff, and they're judged.
Yeah, I've seen this.
It's a reality show.
Right.
And they'll get, it's like Top Chef, but with, battle gear, right?
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. It is pretty cool, actually. A 51-year-old guy named John from upstate New York recently watched an episode of the History Channel show Forged in Fire. An episode, an expert weapon maker, they made swords by bending steel in barrels of fire.
This is going to be bad.
Yeah, it is.
Uh-oh.
So here, hold my beer.
Okay.
John decided, you know what? This is a cool idea, man. I'm going to make me a sword.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saw him do it on TV. How hard could it be?
Hell
it can't
yeah.
Be that difficult.
Uh-uh. Yep.
I mean, it's just a sword.
Yeah, just a sword.
Just a long thing.
So Johnny lit himself a barrel fire. Got him a big piece of steel. Then the wind picked up.
Uh-oh.
And the whole damn house caught fire.
Oh, man. I hate when that happens. Yeah.
Oh. Well, fellas, it gets worse.
Oh, how?
It goes from bad to worse, my friend. See, it was real windy that night. You ask any firefighter, one of your biggest... enemies out there in a fire is the wind.
Yeah.
Away out west, they have a name for wind and rain and fire. They call the wind Mariah. Next thing you know, fires are leaping over from Johnny's house to the next house.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately. I'm not sure. He may have lived in a row house or something, but I'll just tell you this. Here's the final count. 32 buildings caught fire.
Oh, man.
How many swords did he make?
Yeah.
That's a lot of fire.
No swords were made in the firing of all these buildings.
All right, this just sounds like a lose-lose to me.
Yeah, it's a big lose. It's a big lose. Yeah. Yeah, not only that, 20 people displaced from their homes.
Oh.
Yeah, no serious injuries. Hey, look. Glass half full. No one hurt. It's cold in upstate New York this time of year, however. The fire caused millions of dollars in damage. Took firefighters 6 hours to get under control. John has been arrested. Fourth degree arson and reckless endangerment.
He should have watched another show.
Yeah. Do not try this at home.
I think his ratings are going to suffer.
Very much so, yeah.
Not good.
Felon in fire.
Yikes.
That's the new show. Those three stories are absolutely true.
And really stupid.
That's why we refer to it as
Stupid News.